iHeartRadio.com.
Down, 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 down. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. They took everything and made it seem like we was trying to be black. Nigga, tell me why I'm not armed, did the stick or shoot me when I'm not armed? Nigga, we ain't new to this, we ain't doing shit and we still run away from cop cars. Nigga, we was raised in a trap, where the poverty at? Raise your hand if you black, and you proud to be that. Say, I'm black, I'm proud to be that. Say, I'm proud to be that. Say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. Say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We was raised in a trap with a poverty. I say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. Damn, I know how it is, my nigga. I'm from the land, I know how you live, my nigga. I'm saying still, my nigga. You ain't gotta die out here, you can live, my nigga. Time off, still got jizzle. If it don't even get no bigger, you still my nigga. But we need to chill, my nigga. Everybody around here keep getting killed, my nigga.
That we should pray to God. But do you really even know why you're scared of the dark? I don't know where to start, cause we've been misled from the jump. They told us so much lies, brother. Open up your eyes, you ain't come from none of this. You supposed to be a king. How God gon' pass judgment? He ain't supposed to be a fan. Bro, instead of what you read, you should read the Metanetra. Don't listen to the professor, he tell lies in all his lectures. Yeah, 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 it's all lies. We've been blind this whole time. Girl, don't bleach your skin. Without dark, there's no light. Yeah, yeah, it's all lies. We've been blind this whole time. Yeah, but the real lies will realize the real life. Yeah. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. They took everything and made it seem like we was trying to be black. Nigga, tell me why I'm not armed. Did the stick or shoot me when I'm not armed? Nigga, we ain't new to this, we ain't doing shit and we still run away from cop cars. Nigga, we was raised in a trap with a poverty, yeah. Raise your hand if you black and you proud to be that. Say, I'm black, I'm proud to be that. Damn, say, I'm proud to be that. Say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. Say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We was raised in a trap with a poverty. I say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. Damn, we were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that.
How we gon' get the freedom with no speech? You can't even kneel on your own knee. We ain't supposed to be scared of the police. You can't even be in your home sleep. Them bitches are coming, that motherfucker laying that body down, they be so deep. Them bitches really be OD. We interfering, we can't even play no D. Hands up, man down. Another black man fan down. Fuck around and straight ran down. On them bitches, all you heard was van sounds. We gonna war with the motherfucking law like we live in Afghan now. How the fuck you plan on staying around if we don't take a motherfucking stand now, nigga? Martin Luther on the king round here. Everybody got a drain round here. Everybody got some grain round here. Cause everybody got an E round here. From the bottom, going straight to the top. A couple niggas plotting on taking my spot in the front of the trenches. I don't play with the cops. Taking my time, I'ma wait for my spot. Damn.
We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. They took everything and made it seem like we was trying to be black. Nigga, tell me why I'm not armed. Did the stick gon' shoot me when I'm not armed? Nigga, we ain't new to this, we ain't doing shit and we still run away from cop cars. Nigga, we was raised in a trap with a poverty, yeah. Raise your hand if you black and you proud to be that. Say, I'm black, I'm proud to be that. Say, I'm proud to be that. Say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding me that. Say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We was raised in a trap with a poverty. I say, I'm black, and I'm proud to be that. We were slaves in the past, quit reminding
down, down,
me that.
Down, down, down,
yeah.
Down, down,
yeah.
Down, down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down, down.
Yeah. Black and I'm proud. Hey, I would like to welcome y'all to the Humble Ass Podcast. I am Freddie Benz, aka Freddie Dantastic, and over here to my right is
Snowy G.
What's up, Snowy?
What's up, Freddie? How you doing, man? That was a dope,
man, dope
entrance,
intro.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I just feel like we had to get right to the shits.
Let's
had to get right to
it,
the
man.
Shits.
Let's get into it for surely.
I'm feeling passionate, man. And, I don't know, I'm a passionate person. And, you know, for a while, it's been a little difficult for me to, let it out. you know, even within music. But, you know, I can't sit up here and say I'm for the people and then you didn't get a people, you know, half-ass Freddie or half-ass Passion. You know, especially we supposed to be out here making a difference and, you know, and making a statement when you know, being black and you know, especially, you know, also being brown. You know, we got, I mean, you know, that's how it is. You know, it's always been like that as far as sticking together. You know, like, it's a culture. It's a culture and it's unity. But, you know, every time it's something that ignites it, you know, that flame, like, in me, because I wake up black. So when I wake up and I go to the news and I see another black person, you know, another black man being slain, it's not even on the news. Mm. It's all over social media. Like, as a you know, as me waking up, I'm black. When I wake up and I see that, it's not the first time.
It's not.
You know, I was raised off this. You know, Rodney King. You know, Oscar, man, I can go down the line, you know, and I will say Oscar Grant, that was my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I walked through the condos in Hayward, in Haystack with Oscar, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You know, Oscar put me on, you feel me? As a hustler, nigga, Oscar put me on, Oscar Grant. So when he got killed, man, that shit hurt. You feel me? That shit really hurt. But so that's in me. That pain is in me. You feel me? Like, it's always going to be there. So when I see this, I'm like, man. And I'm out here, like, talking about, I'm for the people. And I want to make a difference. And then I go out here and I see my people getting killed. I mean, all over the world, people are getting killed every day. They ain't showing it, though. They showing a black man getting killed. Mm. I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean? Why y'all keep broadcasting that shit, like, you know, I'm not saying, like, you know, you get the message out there, but it really does seem like it's an agenda. You know, the world is in an uproar right now because we lost George Floyd, because an officer, you know, an idiot, you know, a man filled with hatred, you know, took his life. Because it was something to do and he felt like he had the power because he had the badge. I'm trying to figure out, like, what a love is it? Like, what a love is that? You feel me? That shit ain't there. But he lost his life. I mean, and as human beings and as you know, as a living creature, what do? We breathe. You know, in meditation, I teach you, like, pay attention to your breath. Mm-hmm. I've been focused on meditation, like, for the past year, like, doing the methods and meditation and, you know, and it's focusing on your breath. And you took this man's breath. He said, I can't breathe. How many times I got to hear that shit? Like, you can't, we got, you know, as human beings, we're here to breathe. Man, like, I don't want nothing from nobody. I'm out here to give. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you knowledge. I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to give you my brain. You know, and I just want to live. That's it. I want to see my son live. That's it. I'm not asking y'all for nothing no more. I mean, why should I? You feel me? If I'm here to give, I'm trying to figure out why we live in a nation? Why we live here where it's just take, take, take? Look at me. Look what I'm doing. But you're not giving nothing back. Why we can't just keep getting in the practice of giving? Cause I'm trying to tell you, I just want to live. That's it. Like, the way it's taking, lives, you know, people lives in general. What happened earlier, Snowy? What happened? What happened in Hayward?
A Latino man was shot. He was shot as well. The office, they claimed that he had an arm. You could clearly see in the video that he didn't have anything in his hands. His hands were up, and he was tased. And right after he was tased, he was shot.
I mean, yeah, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, you know. It's a struggle just to live. We got children. We got children. Like, man, that shit's cool. The social media, that's all. It's cool, man. Just like what bro's talking about, you know. Before we got on, Like, what's real and what's, you know, what's real? What's the meaning of real? I'm a real nigga. I'm a real bitch. Man, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Guys, that's not real. You know, I was listening to Kendrick Lamar album, and he has a message from his dad, and he said, nigga, that ain't real, nigga. You know what's real, nigga? Real is God, right?
Right.
And if God created the universe, and if you know, and to some people like me, I see it, the universe is God. That's real. Why y'all not paying attention to the universe? I don't give a fuck about your clothes, man. I don't give a fuck about what you driving. I don't give a fuck how you dress. None of that. If you're not being real to yourself, I don't give a fuck. You're not impressing me. You ain't impressing me if you ain't impressing yourself. I don't give a fuck. That's straight up.
That's real.
Talking about you out here getting money, bro. Like, nah, bro, you're not getting money. You on social media, right? You know who created social media? Females be out here talking about, I don't fuck with nerds. Nerds create social media. They got money. They're not flaunting none of it. I think they dress at Walmart and shit like that. Look how they dress. They got real money. I'm talking about billions. Their little money, that's nothing. And if you do have money, what are you doing with your money? What are you doing? Were you just flashing it? You just flaunting it? That's what you're doing. The money phone and all that. You think that's intelligent? You think that make you look smart? It don't. It make you look stupid. It make you like you don't know nothing. Man, you know what I'm saying? We're heavily influenced by hip hop music, by this rap music. And all in rap music, they talk about, nigga, just because you got dressed like this and you got to look like this and you got to drive this and you got to have this big ass house, that make you real. Nah, that shit don't make you real, bruh. That's all you talking about. And talking about taking somebody's life, murdering people. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, you think it's cool. I listen to rap. I'm a rapper. I listen to a lot of rap music, a lot. I'm influenced by this shit. That shit's all through my fucking blood. And all you talking about is, nigga, if I knock a nigga down to make you, you know what I'm saying, to make you something, I don't make you nothing, bruh. You taking somebody's life, especially, I mean, you know who you targeting. Man, you targeting a black man just like the police is. Mm. When you put it shit in your head of who you gonna knock down, I wonder who you talking about. Do you have a face of a black man in your head? Who you really talking about? Man, what you got them guns for? It's for protection, bro. I'm here to protect, bro. I'm here to protect my life. That's it, man. I'm not flaunting no guns. I'm not floating no money, none of that. I'm investing. I'm putting my money into something for my child, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear me talking about anybody, anytime you hear me talking about knocking down somebody, first of all, I'm not going to talk about it. But if you ever have that suspicion, best believe it's to protect my family. That's it. That shit ain't cool. What you killing somebody for, man? You killing somebody for what they got? Materialistic shit. George Floyd. Can't nobody call him. Can't nobody, hey, bro, how you doing? Ain't no more of that. Man, life is very precious. Life and death. Life and death situations. To me, and I'm so quiet and keep to myself because I treat everything as a life and death situation. Man, I don't want to live mine. I don't want my son to grow up without his dad, nigga. We can talk about the word nigga too. I mean, it's cool. It's hip hop, man. Hip hop is highly, it's influenced. Everybody, you know, grew up on this hip hop shit. Everybody grew up on this hip hop shit. That's what you're going to hear the word nigga a lot. You know? Little history. Negro is a Latin word. It means black. You know, over time, it evolved. To nigger, you know what I'm saying? That's how they identify black people. And then once we got, you know, some type of little bit of freedom, you know what I'm saying? We made it cool. That's my nigga. And when we created hip hop, everybody slapped this shit. Hip hop is the world, bless. It's everywhere. Hip hop is universal. That's why everybody's saying nigga. It's cool. I say nigga to my boy or whatever. I say nigga to you, man. It's cause it's cool. You know what I'm saying? We hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean in the back of my head when I say nigga, I ain't thinking about no noose around my neck. That don't mean, you know what I'm saying, when I say nigga, I ain't thinking about no slashes on my back. That don't mean when I say nigga, I'm not thinking about no Harriet Tubman. I'm not thinking about slavery. I'm thinking about all that when I, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if you thinking about that when you say nigga. If you are, then that's cool. Then you keep saying it. It's all right. But as long as you thinking about it. Because if you ain't thinking about it, then, man, you shouldn't be saying it. You always got to know where that shit's coming from. Everybody want to dwell on the past, nigga. But you don't want to dwell on the past, but you don't want to know your history. That shit's crazy, bud. That shit's crazy to me. If I sit back, I just be quiet. I have fun, man. I have fun because, man, it's like a light switch with me, man. You know, it's like I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to understand why everybody's so happy being ignorant. Ignorance is bliss, huh? So if ignorance is bliss, so intelligent people who really want to know and want to really be and want to be aware and really want to help people, we the ones who suffer. If ignorance is bliss, why y'all out there being so happy being ignorant? And why that means the intelligent people really want to make a change. We don't want suffering. Bruh, I was crying. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm a man. I can admit that I was crying. Nigga, looking at that video. Took bruh life. I can't breathe, nigga. I love breathing. It's how I live. Man, I don't even know. It's difficult. It really is difficult. I don't want to be here, you know, and just. I'm not trying to give off bad vibes, give off bad energy. I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm just saying, man, like, come on, open your eyes just a little bit. Because it seems like everybody just think this shit is just cool. It's the way of life. And, you know, it's about conditioning. That's what it's really about. It's about conditioning. You keep seeing this shit over and over and over, over the time. Since Rodney King to Oscar, you know what I'm saying? All these riots, man. What the fuck you doing about a riot? You destroying where you live at. You destroying where you live at. Burning down shit. I watched a video last night when they burned down the building that was being built at the construction site in Minnesota. Minneapolis. Excuse me. And bro was like, oh man, it's done. Cause the police is coming, they're throwing tear gas and all that. Oh, we done. And everybody go home. Everybody walking down the street. Nigga, you still in your same neighborhood. How the fuck you fucking up your own neighborhood and you going down the street? You still live there. Who gonna clean that shit up? People who gonna clean that shit up? The same people for the same cause you are. Then I get the next morning, damn, man, they forgot to clean this shit up that our own people did. It's just really like focusing. That's what it's all about. A lot of us are so distracted by all this bullshit, by everything you think is cool. We're all distracted by it. I mean, I be having a hard time. I just had a hard time today. You know what I'm saying? Not to get distracted, not to just go with the flow and just stay on and just stay focused on what the fuck I needed to say. Man, we can laugh and all that. If you catch me laughing and all that, it's because I'm just a little distracted. But nah, but when I'm focused, I'm thinking about how can I do something different? Because if I don't, the person I care about the most is gonna go through the same shit or gonna be distracted just like me, is gonna live the same life I kind of had, you know, being distracted. That's my son. Nah, bro, I got to make a difference for him. If you have children, guess what? You brought your children to this world. You brought your children to this world. To this fucked up ass world, right? It's fucked up, right?
Right.
It's hell on earth. But if you really look for it, you can find heaven. Mm-hmm. You can find heaven here too. But you got to look for it. Can't look for it in the bullshit. I'm just saying, like, it's like I said, it's kind of difficult because it's like you have all these distractions. Everyone trying to be competitive with everybody else. Everybody trying to outshine everybody else. With all this bullshit, for real, like all this bullshit.
Like you say, all bullshit. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go.
How you doing, bro?
No, I'm cool. This is your pod too.
That's what everybody needed to hear. You feel me? And like you say, it is an agenda to distract us, to not be aware of what's really going on and where we actually come from, and how we can connect to that as well. You know, seeing like you said, and I hadn't thought about it like this, but what does it do to our people to see this repeatedly over and over again being broadcasted? Yes, people are being killed every day.
They're going to get used to it.
But you're going to get used to it, like, and it makes us feel like our lives are not worth as much. And it's desensitizing.
Yeah, that's
it's
what it was.
It's desensitizing, and it's fucked up, and it's not right. And like I told you earlier, like I feel passionate about this, but not as passionate as you. You are a black man, and it's like it's a whole different spectrum of emotions. You know, I couldn't even bring myself to watch the video.
Right. I watched the video right before I came up in here, because I needed to be fired up. You know, because, you know, like I said, like, you know, we are here to live our life. Life is beautiful, and to live your life, you want these certain distractions to bring you joy. You know, and with this joy and with these things that we love to do, we don't really focus on what really matters.
Right.
You know. Like,
there's so many cases, and personally, as like I have my brother is gonna come on the show in a little bit to talk about his experience with police brutality and the injustice that keeps going on. Let's take a little second, real quick, before we call him. Let's play a song for the people. This is a local artist from Oakland, Breathless, who just dropped this song today.
Yes. Just begun. Oh, oh, baby, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've only just begun. Oh, oh, baby.
Woo, woo.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Till we heighten the revolution. The Constitution pollution. This abusive delusion. Come on now. Until we bring back our women. Saving lives is a given. Changing conditional visions. Will we stand for the industrial complex? Such illustrious context, like they busking the convicts, man. We accept these stereotypes. Can we all live our lives? This imminent genocide, I wonder. Are we staying desensitized? Lies dying aside. We like a post, never mind. It's like, are we trying to meet some standards? Writing checks we can't cash till our hands hurt? Come on now. Till our society learns, if it's one person's issue, then it's all our concern. Come on. That we are interconnected. Man, imagine if we change the trajectory. Will we remain zombies in our phones? Something apocalyptic if it's forgotten at home. I'm saying, will we not know our rights? If we're not equipped, it's not a script. Now tell me how we fight. Come on now. Until we learn how to love self-starter, yes, which in return sprouts harder, yes. Can we listen to mansplaining, whitesplaining, and all of this ridiculous entertainment? Come on. Will you be living at a standstill? Somehow we surviving in this landfill. Come on now. Till we reach and see our alignment, so now we understand what divine is. Now come on. Are we gonna stand unheard, accepting situations we don't deserve? Come on now. Yo, baby, we only getting started. Intentions cathartic. Yo, God, that's my people. We get transported.
You faces, real confusion's what I mean. Been feeling this way since I was 16, came to my senses. You never liked this anyway, fuck your friendship, I meant it. I'm African American, I'm African, I'm black as the moon. Heritage of a small village, part of my residence. Came from the bottom of mankind. My hair is nappy, my dick is big, my nose is round and wide. You hate me, don't you? You hate my people, your plan is to terminate my culture. You're fucking evil, I want you to recognize that I'm a proud monkey. You vandalize my perception, but can't take down from it. And this is more than confession, I mean I might press the button just so you know my discretion. I'm guarding my feelings, I know that you feel it. You sabotage my community, making a killing. You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them shit like a slave, copy black. Boy, me feel one heap of pain, copy black. I man, I said them put me in a chain, copy black. I'm at you now, me go a chain full of rocks. And you know, see the whip, left car from the back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. Oh, them are super doom from the start, copy black. But remember this, heavy rain start from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutionalized manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dose. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then pill out. Muscle cars like pull-ups, show you what these big wheels about. I, black is successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, bitch, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them shit like a slave, copy black. Boy, me feel one heap of pain, copy black. I man, I said them put me in a chain, copy black. I'm at you now, me go a chain full of rocks. Hey, you know, see the whip, left car from the back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. Oh, them are super doom from the start, copy black. But remember this, heavy rain start from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. It's cynicism. It's grimy little justification. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a fucking Aryan. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you. No, fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people. I can tell because there's threats when I see you. I can tell because your waist is equal. No, I can tell because you in love with the desert eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain, then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Xhosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me?
Yo. Ooh. Oh shit. Ooh. Oh damn.
You going in?
No, we getting jazzy. Oh. No, we had to get jazzy. You know what I'm saying? That's the jazzy. Damn.
What? What happened?
You know you can sing that good?
Oh, I can.
No, ooh, no, you okay. Did.
I must sing one day.
If I was like, damn, Snow, you was like, what? What I do?
I didn't like to sing. That was okay.
Yeah, you did
say.
You know, sometimes we gotta get jazzy.
That was tight. That
yeah,
was
what's
tight,
up with your
man.
Breath?
What's up? We got my brother on there.
He's here.
What's up? How you doing? We can barely hear you.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah. How you doing? What's up, man?
I'm chilling. What's happening?
What's up with you, bruh?
You want to introduce yourself to the peoples real quick one time?
Yeah, man. I'm Dash. What's up with everybody, man? We on Snowy G's podcast.
The humble ass podcast.
You lie.
If that's how you say it, man. Yeah, I'm a little dyslexic.
Nah, it's good, bruh. It's good. You know, you live, man. You know it, but. platform's all yours, bro. You feel me? It's all good.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it, man. We here to speak to the people, and we here to speak the truth.
Yeah, man. Like,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I was telling Freddie earlier, man, I feel very proud to be able to have you, because, you know, this is my brother. Like, we came from the same mother.
Oh, you feel me?
So, yeah, like, I'm very proud to be able to bring my brother, who has, you know, been through something. Like, we see it broadcasted as black men being killed by the police, but it really is a brown struggle, you feel me? Like, we all, and it's in all different kinds of spectrums and levels and things like that. But, you know, I'm going to just let you tell the story and have the floor, brother.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit, man. Shit. I mean, where do I start? I don't know where to start, man. It's a long story. Shit, we could all start that. You know, I was young, a little young, hothead, man. I got into some trouble. Ended up getting chased by the police a little bit, you know. And it wasn't too much to where, you know, they had to do everything that they did. But they did take a little bit too much force on me. I was about 14 years old. Shit, man, I was running from them. And I didn't have any weapons or anything, any intentions to hurt anybody or anything. You know, I actually hurt myself that night. And then as they was chasing me, you know, trying to get me, they were ready to shoot me, as you know, as I could say, because one of the officers actually told me. So, I was, you know, running. I actually stopped. Once I stopped, they let that canine go. And once they let the canine go, I mean, you know, everything goes downhill from there. Shit, that it bit me up. Mind you, I was only like 14, 15 years old at the time. The canine unit bit me. As it was biting me, they, you know, beat me up a bit, hit me with the batons, you know, all that type of stuff. What else can I say, man? They, you know, just police brutality and all, you know. It was hard to get over after that, you know. It's just, you know, it's traumatizing, you know. You don't know what could happen with them.
And that's the, damn, bro. Sorry, you know, that happened to you.
I mean, thank God you're still here. You feel me?
And,
you're still able to tell a story and bring a light to a matter that's bigger than what we see even on social media. You know, you were 14 years old.
Yeah,
right? He was a kid.
Child, yeah.
He was a kid. Like, you know, like you said, you stopped, and like now that for sure affected your life and like the people around you too, just in the way that you think about the police and the system and everything, in the way that you feel like you can continue your life from then on, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. It's like, ever since then, you know, I got to kind of watch out for the police, too. You know, I don't know what their intentions with anybody is, you know?
Yeah, it caused, what's that, like
trauma.
It's a trauma.
You know, trauma is what it is, you know? That's hard, you know, a lot of people don't like to say it, but it's the truth, you know? It causes trauma.
Exactly.
It'll do it to anybody, you know? It'd be a grown man from 30 years old to a younger kid,
PTSD,
you know, to a kid that's 2 years old, you know? It's going to happen regardless, you know?
Yeah,
any type of brutality, it could come from anybody, especially, you know, when it comes from a person who you would have thought was a hero there to help
right.
you and save you, you know what I mean, instead of hurting you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we have to think, too, of history. Like, you know, the police system started as the KKK. You know, it was to protect and to find these slaves, these runaway slaves. Like, it's the system hasn't really been to protect the people. It has been to protect these corporations and these wealthy spaces. So it's like, it's just a bigger fight. And how can we begin to fight that, besides just bringing light to the issue? Because the issue is obviously evident.
Right.
You know? So what is it that we can do as people? Like, we can think of ways to get into the system and like I find different training ways, right? Like, I believe that police officers need to have some kind of therapy or some kind of psychology treatment or testing before they go out into the field. Officers right now are being trained to kill. They're not being trained to protect. You feel me? They're not being trained to subdue the situation. They're being trained as if their lives are in danger too. So at this rate, it's like, we had to find a way to put this voice out, to the spaces where it will make a difference. Because, yeah, making a riot and destroying things isn't going to help anything.
You know how I think, you know how I know they all train? Because one thing I recognize with police, they all had the same posture. Mm. They all stand like this stiff way, like all of them. And I'm like, it's just something that, you know, like, as far as goes in my head. That's how you know they're all conditioned, you know what I'm saying, some way. Like, even the way they stand. Because, like, I only see police stand like that.
They're conditioned to think and see.
Even the way, you know, even when they'll call them, you know, the difference of when you know, when the people make a phone call towards the police, it always makes a difference. You know, race is always, you know, as hard as it is to say it, you know, but it always makes a difference when, you know, if you tell them it's a black male out there, you know, running around wild, they're going to come with all force. Versus if you call them and say, you know, there's a white male out here acting all wild, they're not going to come with as much force, you know what I mean?
They're scared. They're
always going to come in.
They're scared, bro.
And it's the conditioning as well. And it's been over years and years in different generations of time. You know, and it's like, we have to come together as people. You know, like, there is a division between our own communities within ourselves, with our brown people, our Asian people. You know, we have all these divisions where we're not there for each other. And we're competing with each other for attention, for the things, for the car, for this or that. And being distracted that we don't see that if we actually were to come together, we can close the generation, we can close the gap between the economic difference of the white man and when we are. And that's what's going to generate us to actually have and live a better life.
But isn't it like a phrase for that or whatever, the divide and conquer?
Divide and conquer. Yeah.
It is divide. And if you really pay attention to that, you will see, like, oh, they're just trying to divide us.
And so, like you said, it's a game of chess, bro. Yeah. It's a game of chess. It's like you have to think of, like you're right when you said that these people have, like, 50 years of intelligence ahead of us because they see the cycles of life in the way that our people aren't seeing it because we're so distracted. Because,
yeah, if it's like a society on a higher level than us, you know, like a real society, right? Mm-hmm. They hold in meetings, wherever these societies are, you know, if it's like especially with police, the police academy or the station or whatever, you know, like after something like this happens, what you think they do? They hold a meeting, you know, like a big meeting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, here go another riot.
Right. It's expected.
Yeah, it's already expected.
Exactly. It's expected.
Exactly. It's already expected to happen.
Yeah. So we've been having this over the years so many times. You see, and then
we gotta change our mood.
And especially if they in some type of control, they gonna, you know, what like this thing. What if they're like, oh man, all right, so let's kill this person here. You know what I'm saying? Because we need a riot for this to happen.
Right. It's another distraction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they already know what to do when the riot happens. So we have to come with a different method.
Exactly. They're ready. Yeah. Huh.
If Gordo, sorry, Dash.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time to your 14-year-old self after you got bit by that dog when you were in the hospital room, what would you tell yourself?
If I could go back in time after I got bit by the dog and I was in the hospital already?
Yeah.
What would I tell myself? I don't know. That's hard. I don't know. That's hard, man. You know, when I was younger, I didn't, you know, especially after that happened, it made me, you know, feel a different type of way towards them. So it just makes emotions going on during that time, you know?
Yeah. But now,
you don't know how to feel.
Now as a grown man, like as someone that's grown, like you've learned to live through that and be able to grow from that. You know, what would you tell to your younger self at the time when you felt like that?
Could you say that again? I couldn't hear you. It was breaking off.
I said you as a grown man, as someone that went through that and grew through that and where you are now. And you putting yourself back into that situation, like how, what would you tell yourself? Like, I don't know.
Oh don't know, man. Nowadays, I probably wouldn't even put myself in that predicament anymore.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Yeah.
You know, after you go through so much, you know, because that's not the only experience I ever had, you know, during life. You know, I done went through so much. I done got shot before. Even when I got shot, the police, you know, didn't even look like they were on my side at all, you know, and I was a victim at the end of the day. So, you know, it's always, you know, now that I'm older, how could I think, you know, it's different. I wouldn't even put myself in those predicaments anymore to where I got to deal with any of it, you know, to where I got to, you know, I don't know. It's hard.
You live and you learn.
Exactly.
You live and you learn, bro. You got to, I mean, somebody, what they say, the police, like, it's the biggest gang.
It is the biggest gang in the world.
It's the biggest gang out here. Yeah. And it's a gang that, like, I feel that, you know, I mean, we gotta do what we need to do to survive, you know, if that's hustling or whatever, but...
It's set our humble asses down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, get your money, do whatever you
get
can.
Get your money, like, honestly, like, I keep preaching from day one that we started this podcast, like, really looking into the stocks, into marketing and things like that, and being educated about the economy and businesses, because, right, as crazy as it is and sad as it is, and as much as I want to talk about spirituality and living for the earth and all of these things, our people are living, like you say, as Americans.
Right.
We're Americans. We're living in America in this society that we are comfortable with. So if we want to be comfortable in a society and really have a way to be at peace, we have to learn how to sit here and take advantage of the opportunities that are in this society. You know, so many people sit here and argue about the system and blah, 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 while using the system, while using welfare, while not having to pay rent, while using food stamps and all this and that. Okay, you want to have the benefits, but you don't want to feed back into the society is what's happening.
Yeah.
So you rather be a puppet. You feel me? So it's like, it's being able to see all of that and wanting to do something and, like, understanding that these opportunities are there, too. So it's about taking our power.
A lot of people don't see it, you know. A lot of people just walk past all of that. They don't, you know, they're like we were saying earlier, they're too distracted on you know, what the government got them thinking, you know. All this fake news, all this, you know, all the shit that's going on around.
And shit,
I'm not going to say anything.
Huh? No, go ahead.
I'm not going to say, you know, the COVID-19 is fake or anything. We all know it's real. But then at the same time, you don't have to scare, you know, the population as bad as you guys, they are, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of shit that's going on that's covering up for everything that's really going on.
Right.
Behind closed doors with the government.
And it's like, it seems like, okay, like, once, like, one thing dies down, it's like, well, it's another thing.
And another thing, yeah, and another thing.
So it's like, so you're trying to keep us distracted.
It's an endless amount of distractions, you know, and we have...
Exactly. It's like a waiting game with them, kind of. You don't know what to expect, but then you're waiting something. We're waiting for something to happen, you know?
Because
we don't never know what it could be.
It's how they create fear.
And rather than waiting, we should be building. Too, you feel me? Like, we have the world in our hands with our phones, bro.
Got
like, we can live
in our hands. Got
the whole world in our... Okay, sorry, I forgot my brother's out here. He's my nigga.
Yeah, he's like, are they tripping? Like, he's like, they in his own now.
But nah, like, you know, we have everything literally at the palm of our hands.
I think he did hang up.
He did. Oh, you said,
Oh, no, they tripping.
Well, thank you, brother, for coming through. You feel me? And sharing all that.
He wanted to sing too. He was
like, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, my turn. He was like, where my part at?
Man, but yeah, I mean, I feel like we see things differently. You feel me? Like the way we grew up, I'm the oldest of five of a single immigrant mother. You feel me? Like, I remember, like, crossing the border for real. You feel me? Like, I remember coming out here, my mama working in a hard-ass taco truck. I worked in a hard-ass taco truck.
Taco truck was at today?
Yeah, taco truck was at today.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's a different type of struggle. Like, you can't afford to be distracted. Like, if you get distracted, your kid's not going to eat. We're not going to pay rent, and it's all for nothing. You feel me? Like, having to fight the fight to be here, to understand that there are opportunities. And really, really, it really does piss me off when I see people that have all these opportunities and don't fucking take advantage of them. You feel me? Like, all this, like...
Because they're distracted.
Because they're distracted. Yeah. You feel me? And then we have all these situations that keep distracting us, that are oppressing us, and we let them.
Especially, like, social media. Like, you are...
You know, it's like...
Yeah, you're always on social media. We're always on social media. And I get on social media sometimes, and I just be looking, like, at people's profile. Not even looking at their profile, but just looking what they're doing. And it's like... I mean, you could be doing something else. I mean, it's like you're distracted trying to get other people distracted by you doing nothing.
We're feeding into what they want. Like, exactly. We're giving. Yeah.
I get on social media and I see somebody, they just driving. They like, they just driving. They're not even saying nothing.
It's like the backward
inception. I'm like, bro, I'm not finna just look at you drive all day, bro.
Fuck.
Like, bro, like, I'm trying to make a sandwich. I'm trying to make a sandwich right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you pop on, oh, my homie. And my homie just driving. And he just looking all, making all these little funny faces. I'm like, bro, I'm not finna just look
at
you,
bro.
And
then we just stay in the same fucking place.
Yeah.
Or get worse, too. Because with all this, and it's like a struggle, too, in the streets, you know, like... Man, I'ma just be myself real quick.
Hold Go ahead.
Feel me? Like I used that. There was a time in my life where I'd be out in the streets hustling. You feel me? Like I had to do what the fuck I had to do, and I see motherfuckers in the same cycle. You feel me? Like I gotta pay this hotel room tonight or whatever the fuck, and tomorrow like do the same shit, and I gotta hit this because I'ma stay up all night. And I see motherfuckers going through this shit, feeding into the cycle, not understanding. Like, bro, you have so many more opportunities.
Yeah, you get in.
So
get
much
out.
Shit that you can do. You have a fucking social security number and you can get a job anywhere. You know how many people can't do that?
Right.
Like, it's just hella shit.
It's cool.
It's just hella shit, bro. Yeah. Like, you feel me? So it's just so many things. People, and like, we gotta real talk, like, come together and realize that if we keep into the same cycle, we just hurting ourselves. You feel me? We ain't hurting nobody else. The motherfucking white man up there chilling, bro. I just... went to this white people's land. They had 120 fucking acres. They just up there chilling, not worried about no goddamn corona, never nothing, bruh. They chilling straight up. You feel me? Like, they don't give a fuck about what we going through. And we just sitting here inflicting this on ourselves.
And like, all right, looking at you, you looking at me. Who built this shit?
Who, bruh? Who
built this? We not chilling. You know what I'm saying? And so we should be chilling just like them. We should, you know, because this land is ours too. We built this shit, you know, and that's another thing. Like, before we get by here, I want to touch on this topic right here as far as taking and giving, you know? I get on social media, everybody like, look at me, look what I'm doing, look what I'm, bro, I don't give a fuck. I don't. You're not giving me nothing. You're not giving me no game. You're not inspiring me. You know what I'm saying? You're not giving me no enlightenment. You're not telling me how to eat healthy. You're not telling me how to build my mind up. You know what I'm saying? You're not telling me how to get in one with self. You're not telling me none of that. All you saying is, look at me, look what I got, look what I did to get it. And honestly, it's bullshit. Because honestly, because a lot of you, I can see it. You showing me what you got, materialistic shit, but you ain't showing me how much you love yourself. You think because you got materialistic shit, it's showing you how much you love yourself? It's mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go into details. It's like self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? Mind, body, and soul. I mean, you build yourself, you build your mind up, build your body up. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. I said three times. Health is wealth. You know what I'm saying? And your soul, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Meditation, whether it's God, however you eat spiritually, build all those up. When I see that, then I'm like, oh, that person loves themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because if I see you trying to get my attention, showing me how much you really love yourself, truly love yourself, then guess what? I'm gonna love you even more. You want real love? You know what I'm saying? Then love yourself. I know I'm gonna get my love. You know why? Because I'm spending every day loving myself. I want to look on here, you know what I'm saying? Because, I enjoy looking at the people and seeing what they're doing. But at the same time, I need to spend more time with myself. I need to figure out who the fuck I am, what the fuck I got going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's really the spark from what's been going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, knowing who you are, knowing where you came from.
Right.
You know, and knowing how to build yourself up. Because it's his word, it's his things, and it has a meaning to it. It's called evolution. You know what that mean? That mean everything's ain't gonna be the same. I'm sorry. You know, we have technology. Human beings naturally get smarter. So that's more technology. That's more, you know, that's more different gadgets and different ways to do things, make it easier for you to do it. And guess what? You still living in the fucking 60s. You still living in the 90s and shit. You still living in the 2000s. You still stuck on the hypey movement. You still stuck on all that shit. Hypey movement is cool. I'm still stuck on it too. You know what I'm saying?
You so look at Barry, maybe I said like, what the wrong. Yeah, about? I fucked up on that one,
bro. I'm too passionate, bro. Sometimes.
We still hyphy out here, bro. Yeah, we still hyphy.
We did bust a few bitches today. You know what I'm saying?
I am educated, but I can still go dumb.
Yeah, for real. I still got stupid today. You know what I'm saying? So my bad, y'all. We still get hyphy. Man, it's the bay. My bad. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Hyphy. Okay, let me say this. Hyphy movement forever. That's one thing that's forever. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Dak Drake.
This is definitely what it is.
Oh, man, we had to go there. My bad. We had to go there, man. Because we really from that place. You know, really from the town.
It's
all about, I know what I believe is, and how we're going to stick together is this hip hop culture. It's culture. Everybody is taking from this culture. This culture is, and it's the truth. It's worldwide. You know what I'm saying? So when I get on social media, I'm seeing like, I get on TikTok, I see everyone dancing, these hip-hop dance moves. Everyone's dancing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying black people, I'm saying everyone. Mm-hmm. But you're not sharing about George Floyd? George Floyd's black. This is his culture. You know, like, Asians, they love the breakdance and all that. Are y'all sharing about our struggles? You know what I'm saying? I look at Hispanic people, they love that. They love the oldies, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They love the oldies. Oldies music, man, a lot of it is created by black people, you know, but you're not posting about our struggle. A lot of you are. But I'm just saying that the thought about it, to think about it. We all need to come together, you know what I'm saying? Especially within hip hop, man. Hip hop is, man, I can't stress that enough. Because that was given to the world. Man, this culture is so welcoming, you know? But it's like, why are you not trying to, you know, help with the issues, with the problem, so we can all come together. You know what I'm saying? That writing and shit ain't gonna work. You know what's gonna work? Like really coming together. You know what I'm saying? Really sharing. That's what's gonna work. Sharing each other's cultures, you know what I'm saying? Really coming together and making a difference. Especially within this hip hop.
I was just trying to look up this quote. I don't remember who it's by, and I don't remember the exact quote sorry I stopped your life, but my phone died. But basically, the quote kind of says, this group of people was going through this struggle, and I didn't do anything because it wasn't my people. Wow. Then this other group was going through that struggle, but I didn't do nothing because it wasn't my people. Then this other group was going through it, but I didn't do nothing because it wasn't my people. Then my people was going through it, but there wasn't nobody else to do anything.
Damn. That was like the quote?
It's not exactly the quote. Mm-hmm. And
it's starting to get hot up in here.
Yeah, so.
It's getting hot in here.
But, you know, ultimately.
Yeah, but
we gotta come together and fight for each other, man. If it's not for me today, it's for you tomorrow. You feel me? And
yeah. I want to give y'all a little homework project. Go look up, you know, how many things was created by black people.
Everything.
Damn near. I mean, you know.
Damn near.
And it's like, why no one want to help?
Right.
Our share, you know what I'm saying? We share with y'all, we'll share with us too.
And for our white listeners out there, somebody created this amazing document of anti-racism with a list of books, podcasts, movies, literature, and a bunch of different things that you can look up to really understand the history and what is really going on if you really don't understand. But I have that link in my bio in Instagram. Y'all could go look at it. Snowy G, SNOWYGEE _.
Are we about done?
Done, bro? These
lights is hitting my forehead.
It's about the time we got it.
But we like to again thank you guys for tuning in to the Humble Ass Podcast. This is Freddie Benz, aka Freddie Dantastic.
This is Snowy G.
Snowy G. GG.
Thank y'all. Have a good night.
Yeah. Peace.
Such an uneasy feeling was in my heart.
AllInRadio.com.
Truly believe, no matter where you go, you'll be always mine.